Okay, we're going to call the meeting to order. We would like to begin by acknowledging that the land on which we gather is the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe and the Mississauga people. I'm going to go with the roll call, starting with Councillor Haskam.
Councillor Morley Haskam.
Mary Smith.
Ida Watkinson.
Councillor Mike Tekkinen.
Ocean Kantia, Treasurer.
Lance Shirk, Clerk C. Leo.
Peter Hopkins, Mayor. Are there any declarations of conflict of interest? Hearing none? I'm going to make a few opening remarks for the meeting based on what's been going on. So just want to let everyone know how things actually work in council. Because there's some individuals who have been very negative and derogatory, and actually insulting and threatening to our staff and council, that go far beyond normal and meaningful citizen input. For the record, in my 11 years as mayor, our council has always been open and encouraged meaningful input from our community. Please check our track record. This mob mentality is simply inappropriate, as your ongoing mean-spirited social media attacks on some very positive and hardworking staff, former and current council members. To be open and fair, you should take a hard look at all the positive things your council has actually accomplished to date as part of our community-based action plan. Some of you disagree with one action by council, in which all council approved unanimously, without exception, to protect the safety and liability of council and the community. We hope that the majority of citizens of McKellar appreciate our staff and council and completely disagree with those trying to influence and bully council and trying to undermine council for their own self-interest. Council has been working hard to deal with the boat launch issue with fact-based information, which will be passed on to our new working group for future recommendations for safer boat launches in McKellar. Council has to do everything according to the Municipal Act, our procedural bylaws, our code of conduct. When a meeting is deferred or changed, there are very specific legislative and emergency reasons to do so. The changes are not done to hide anything, nor not allow public input, but to follow proper processes in dealing with confidential matters outlined in the Municipal Act. If anyone feels we have conducted a meeting contrary to the Act, you can appeal to the Ombudsman. This sometimes has been quite frivolous, as you will see as we go later in the meeting, where we've had two responses from the Ombudsman. Things happen that are sometimes out of our control, whether it's a sudden increase in COVID-19 cases, real technical difficulties that prevent full accessibility to meetings, which we've actually worked very hard at trying to make things more accessible at considerable expense, but we still have complications and more work to do, or for emergency reasons or personal crisis. We do not change things to hide anything. Avoid being open and transparent or to anger our citizens. You should understand the legal context in which we have to do business. We will never conduct business via social media. We will conduct to operate business on an open and transparent manner and make decisions that are fact-based and which are intended to improve the quality of life in McKellar. Council and staff have to make emergency decisions from time to time, evidenced by the state of emergency for COVID-19 and the recent oil spill. Staff has authority to do so to ensure the safety of its citizens. Can council be better? Of course. One of our values is continuous improvement, in that there's always a better way of doing something as long as you're willing to look for it. The majority of our citizens have supported council members who are positive and forward-thinking and have forward-thinking ideas to make McKellar our special place. If we get it wrong, we are always willing to take a sober second look, which has been done a few times. The following actions are being considered to improve some items. The CAO and Mayor want to produce a bi-weekly one-page community update on the happenings of Council starting shortly. The Mayor would like to host a Meet the Mayor's meetings on Mondays twice a month at 5 o'clock and listen to citizen concerns and ideas moving forward, starting in the end of August. We have to replace two of our councillors who have resigned, And according to the Municipal Act, we have 60 days to do that. And we can do it simply by an appointment. And we do not have to run a by-election. We're inviting anybody who is interested in being part of that council to submit their names to the CAO by September the 1st. Council will then interview those, or select those for interview, and they will make that appointment at our September meeting. And that's the fair and open process into which we go. In summary, council must follow due process under the Municipal Act. It is mandatory to do so. Council, as a $6 million corporation, deals with facts, reports from experts, and holds meetings in a business-like manner with proper decorum. It continues to follow its approved action plan and makes adjustments when necessary and if possible. Your council, staff, and committees have gone beyond the call of duty while being shut down for 18 months due to COVID-19 and surviving numerous real-life senior staff changes with temporary help while working together to manage our wonderful community. We will continue to provide excellent services and programs with our revamped council while working diligently to improve our quality of life and enhancing our sense of community. Next November 2022, you will have an opportunity to support or not support the council members on their merits, which serve in your best interest. End of sermon. So, moving on to... And we have an adoption of the agenda. We have an addition for your approval. Resolution 21309. Be it resolved that the Council of Township McCarran has hereby approved the agenda for the meeting as amended, adding the following item: 9.0 planning matters, 9.1 bylaw 2021-43 Denetog site plan agreement. I need a mover and a second.
I'd also like to add an item to the agenda also.
Okay, let's do this one first and we'll follow that.
Okay. Well, we have to approve the agenda.
Yeah, we have to approve an addition to the agenda before we approve the agenda.
There's more additions to the agenda.
That's fine.
So we'll add the additions to the agenda.
Can we do another resolution?
Okay. Where would this fall?
You could probably add it at 11.3, and it's to consider reopening of the Lakeshore boat ramp.
So, Resolution 21309, be resolved the Council of Township has hereby approved the agenda for this meeting as amended, adding the following items: 9.0, planning matters; 9.1, bylaw 2021-43, Denetog site plan agreement; and 11.3, consider reopening of Lakeshore boat ramp. Mover and a seconder, please. Mr. Haskin, second.
Not many of us to choose from for that now.
Got our hands going up. So, Mr. Kekkonen, any discussion? Call the question, all in favor? Here. Okay, so we have resolution. Hold on, we have to have it first. Speak first.
Yep.
All right. So we have a deposition coming in from Robin James dealing with the naming of Squaw Lake Road. So I'm going to turn it over to Robin for her to. I'm not sure if it's a she or she.
She.
If she would make her deposition. Is she available?
I'm just looking for her now.
Robin James.
James down in the left hand corner.
Yeah, I'm just asking her to unmute, but it's not. Oh, now our connection is unstable, of course.
That's okay.
It's Robin James here. I thought of it as well because it's going in and out in terms of connectivity.
Mm-hmm.
So can you hear me okay?
Yes. Okay, so you have the floor for 10 minutes.
Okay. You are cutting in and out, but I submitted the form asking that indeed we could all vote on the name, we changed Swallow Road to Swan Boulevard, and if indeed we have to do another form to export so everybody can vote, that would be great. And hoping that the school, the Anishinaabeg School, would be willing to, you know, take a look at Swan Boulevard as opposed to the other two names, because most of the residents are having difficulty with pronouncing them. So I did send you a copy paste from all the emails that I received. I know a few other residents have sent in probably their that form where they had signed which one did they want, this one or this one. I haven't yet, but is it possible to do another poll to see if we could add that name of Swan Boulevard and let everybody vote again?
The numbers that I have are 9 for Swan Boulevard, 8 for Dibuikoi Lane, and 1 for Iskru Lane. If I
okay.
said them correctly. So it was 9 for Swan, 8 for the First Nation's name, and 1 for the last one. So
how does that work now?
Well, if that's your recommendation, then we'll have to consider that, and consider
okay.
that as a resolution in council to do that.
Okay.
So we just want to make sure you're clear about what the. We had a good process where we asked everybody, we gave them the choices, and this is the results of the choice. It was 981.
Okay. Have you taken into consideration my vote, although I didn't sign the particular letter because I didn't get it till really late on because there was the wrong address? It didn't come to my mailbox.
Well, I don't know.
I didn't manage to get it.
I'm not sure about that, but we know that the leading one is Swan Boulevard at this point in time. And if you're going
okay.
that way, then that adds one more,
so
that's all. So are you
so
recommending
you
that we do
council
that?
And you'll let everybody, you'll let us know whether or not we have to do another poll, or if
Yeah, I think those are the considerations. Yeah, whether we go back.
You're cutting out.
We go back to two or we make a decision. So, Councillor Haskell?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, I don't know what the timeline is, but could we delay any decision for a couple of weeks and give them a chance to communicate with each other in that road and ensure that Swan Boulevard is the majority, what the majority want there? Is that possible, Lance?
Absolutely. It's up to council. Yeah. It's council's decision. If you'd like the ratepayers to confer amongst themselves, absolutely.
That would probably be a good way to go forward.
You know, I think if Rob and James wants to spearhead that just to ensure it is a majority that wants Swan Boulevard, then she can reply to our CAO, Lance, and we can and see about changing the name to Swan Boulevard.
Yeah, we can do that in the September meeting, too, if they want to reconfer a little bit.
Okay. Also, I guess I just wanted to also ask, I did send you a land survey, and a few of the other residents on this street, when they first bought the property, it actually was Swan Boulevard way back in the day. I was informed that the lake itself used to be called Squaw Lake, but was changed to Moffett Lake. So I don't know how the Squaw, Lake Road came into play, but I know it wasn't during my tenure here. But definitely, it is not a very good name, to be quite honest. I agree 100%. So I'm just asking that. I know you're going to go back and think about this. I'm just not sure what the recourse will be. Will you get back to all of us, or how does that work?
We're going to try and do a resolution now to ask you to go back and confer with the members, with probably the top two names, and bring it back for the next meeting so we can make a decision.
Meaning the top two people on the list that I have already
sent you. The top two names. I would drop the third name. Because it only has one person. Just use the two names, and then let's see what the numbers come back at for our next meeting.
Okay, will you be sending out another letter with that third name on the poll, or how do I go about that?
We'll be sending out the letter, yes. I don't know if we're going to put the third name on or not. I think probably not. Just the top two, I would think.
Sorry?
Just the top two names.
Just the top two names. So the letter of July 27th, would it be wise, perhaps, if you could send out another letter to all of the residents and just putting the top two names, as we've discovered, is Meek B. Quam, I can't even say it properly, sorry, Lane, and then Swan Lane.
Yes.
And the other one didn't really have a lot of votes.
Yes, that's what we're planning on doing. We're going to pass a resolution shortly.
I'm sorry, I'm not catching the gist of all what you're saying.
No, it's hard with these masks on. So.
Right. Okay, but then I'll let all the folks know that we've spoken and that we're anticipating on receiving something further from the township. And I appreciate your time on this.
Can you just wait for a minute? You'll listen to the resolution.
Okay.
So, Resolution 21311, be it resolved that the Council of the Township of McKellarness hereby directs staff to ask residents of Squaw Lake to confer with other residents of the road to consider between Swan Boulevard and Nibi Kway Lane and resubmit a majority vote for a preferred road name as soon as possible. Need a mover and a second.
All right.
Councillor Haskell moved. Second, Councillor Kekkonen. Any discussion? Call the question, all in favor? Carried. Thank you for your deposition.
Thank you. Should I leave now?
Yeah.
Okay. Have a great evening. Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's going to be 312.
Did you zoom in? See?
Yep.
Okay.
Actually, we'll double check it out. Mm-hmm. No, that should be 312. 310. It stays at 310. You got this one. A little bit better results.
So, resolution 21-310. Be resolved that the Council of the Township of McCutter has hereby received the deputation of Robin James with respect to a proposed name change of Squaw Lake Road. Mover and seconder, please. Councilor Haskin. Councilor Kekkonen. Any discussion? Call a question. All in favor? Carried. A bunch of minutes to adopt. This is resolution 21-312. That the Council of Township of McCutter does hereby approve the minutes of the July 13th, 2021 regular meeting of council and the July 15th and August 18th, 2021 special meetings of council. Need a mover and a seconder, please. I think we'll just use a stick and keep your hand up, and then we can go from there. Councilor Kekkonen, will you second?
Yeah.
Any discussion?
So there, what dates were they?
July 13th, July 15th, August 18th.
Okay.
All in favor? Gary, thank you. Planning matters, this is the addition to the discussion. It's a dinner tag application. It's been circulated, so it's resolution 21-313. Be it resolved that the Council of Township McCutter does hereby give bylaw number 2021-43, being a bylaw to enter into a site plan agreement with Mark Dennertalk, first and second reading, and further a third reading and pass in open council this 24th day of August 2021. We're going to put on the table. I need a mover and a seconder, please. Councilor Haskin, Councilor Kekkonen.
Okay.
Okay, so it's now open for discussion. Did you want to speak to it to start with? Did we just receive it?
Yeah, this is just to ensure that we have a site plan agreement in place with Dennertalk as he moves forward with the additions to his lot. Mm-hmm. And we needed to have a site plan agreement in place before the CBO.
And this is that change of the road situation that's...
Change of the road situation, which we did get.
Okay.
But also the size of the buildings, the configuration and the density of the buildings on the site.
Okay. Any comments?
Well, we can't, we've just seen it now for the first time, so from what I'm seeing here,
unfortunately, we did have to walk this on because it was late coming in. We didn't get it until Saturday. In order to be able to move this forward and to accommodate the business, I felt it was best to walk it on and to wait another month for the next council meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did get a chance to review it prior and everything. Yeah. There, I think there was a couple of concerns that I take it have been dealt with.
Correct.
In the meantime.
That was the road situation.
Yeah, the road situation. So, yeah, we hate to delay it any longer because these guys are trying to run a business.
Any other questions? Call a question, all in favor? Carried. We have resolution 21314. Be it resolved that the Council of Township McKellar has hereby received the Lake Stewardship and Environmental Ad Hoc Committee approved minutes of June 26, 2021, and the draft minutes of July 22, 2021. Have a mover and seconder, please. Want to switch the order this time?
I'm sorry, Peter. I was daydreaming. Can you read that again?
I'm sorry. This is just to accept the Lake Stewardship meeting minutes, one, the approved minutes of June 26th and draft minutes of July 22nd.
I'll move that. I have read them and
okay.
That was pretty good. Yeah. Second.
Second. Any discussion? Hearing none, call a question. All in favor? Carried. Two. Resolution 21315. Be resolved that the Council of the Township of Keller has hereby received the Historical Committee draft minutes of July 14th, 2021. Mover and seconder, please. Councillor Kekkonen will move. Councillor Haskin will second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, call a question. All in favor? Carried. Okay, so resolution 21316, be resolved that the Council of Township of Keller is hereby accept the CAO's report, admin 2021-05, Lakeshore Boat Launch Risk Management Assessment. Need a mover and a seconder, please. Councilor Kekkonen? Councilor Haskin? Would you like to speak to it?
Sure. There's been a number of comments about the veracity of the comments from the insurance company with respect to the liability. So this report basically summarizes what those risk management reports stated about not only the Lakeshore boat launch, but the other boat launches within the municipality of McKellar. They are fairly consistent with respect to what needs to be done. If you look at page 2 where it says general risk management considerations for other public boat launches, you'll notice that adequate lighting, adequate parking are consistent throughout. Signage posted that all municipally owned and operated boat launches should include, and it, there's a number of things listed there as well. And the municipal liability addresses municipal immunity through the Municipal Act, Chapter 25, Part 15, and states fairly clearly that no proceedings for damages or otherwise shall be commenced against member, council, officer, etc., for any act done in good faith in the performance or intended performance of a duty or authority under this Act or a bylaw passed under it for any alleged neglect or default in performance of good faith of the duty or authority. No proceeding for damages or otherwise shall be commenced against a member of council or an officer, employee, or agent of a municipality or a person acting under the instructions of the officer, employee, or agent for any act done in good faith in the performance or intended performance of a duty or authority under this Act. So this then becomes an issue for the township as the occupier whether or not reopening that boat launch is being done in good faith. and the impact that that has. You'll also notice that from the perspective of the township's insurance agent and the township solicitor, that they make it very clear that the township's decision to close the boat launch in order to reduce the township's loss exposure was the right decision. And the township solicitor also identifies Section 10.2 of the Occupiers Liability Act, stipulating and stating that the closure of the boat launch was the right thing to do for the various reasons given in that report. So at the end of the day, the insurance company has recommended that the boat launch stay closed for the various reasons, unless we're prepared to put the money into addressing the risk management concerns identified. Those include parking, the lighting, the safety of the street itself and the road itself, the safety of the boat launch itself. And when we look at that as staff, there's a number of things that need to be considered. Parking is a big concern for that. So we looked at the ability to park six vehicles with trailers, so that's 100 meters. We also looked at shifting the road to the north and adding an additional lane. That would allow for parking on the lakeside, putting lighting in, etc. Addressing the concerns of the water lines has not been considered as a financial contribution at this point in time, simply because we don't have many options open there. Some of those lots are too small to drill wells and put wells on because of the proximity of the septic systems. There has to be a minimum separation between wells and septic systems. And as you know, those lots are very small. And the neighbor's septic system would be too close to your well, for example, to drill those. The municipality is not in a position financially to put in a communal water system and service the village at this point in time. So the recommendation remains to keep the boat launch closed. The funding that we would have to we would be looking at to address the liability concerns identified by Intact would run roughly between $300,000 and $350,000, and that's before addressing the water lines. The water lines remain a key concern with this. And we're open to suggestions as to how to address that, but simply removing the water lines and drilling wells is not an option for many of those sites. There are other options around the municipality or around the lake. We're currently in discussions with a boat launch operator on the west side of the lake. They have seen an increase in the number of users, and they're quite prepared to sit down with the municipality and work with the municipality to enhance the launch that they have and enhance access to it, which would cost us considerably less, well under $100,000, to enter into an agreement with an existing launch on the west side. It's also accessible off of Highway 124. We still have the other four boat launches on the lake, and with the addition or with the enhancement of the one on the west side right off of Highway 124, I think we pretty much address the needs and concerns of the Lakeshore Boat Launch. Additionally, and council, this may be of interest to council, the operators of this launch have seen nominal increase in the use of their launch over the course of the summer. And by nominal, I mean from 2 to 6 increased users coming to their boat launch. Not a huge number by any stretch of the imagination.
So in summary, the recommendation is to continue the closure of the Lakeshore launch unless in the future, they can mitigate against all the recommendations that they made in their reports.
Correct.
Okay. And at this point in time, that's an estimate of $300,000 plus at this point in time.
$300,000 plus the removal of the water lines and coming up with an alternative water source for those residents.
And in the meantime, you have looked with another operator to find a less expensive solution that's still in the north end.
Correct. And immediately accessible off of Highway 124. It also, there is a very real possibility that we would be helping another business in the community. So from a community economic development perspective, helping a business, a new business in the area, to expand and grow.
Any comments from Orly and Mike?
I guess the only comment is at this point we really don't know if any of those water lines in the vicinity of the boat ramp are even used at this point.
We haven't really researched. Until we go out and survey the actual residents of the community, we know that the lines are there. We do have reports in the files that indicate that those lines are still being active, but we'd have to go out and knock on doors to find out for sure.
Yeah, because there is always the possibility of simply extending the lines further out too, you know, within what is considered a safe distance from the ramp.
That's not something the municipality should tackle. That is something that's strictly up to the owner of those water lines.
Right.
As soon as we touch those, we become liable.
Right. So if we can determine who owns them, yes, ask them to, you know, we don't want their intake within a certain distance and what they want to do about it.
So should we, you're suggesting we should be investigating what the facts are with those pipes? As what are they using the water and all that sort of stuff?
I guess, and now whether
we
that's
need to survey that
whether
whole
that's,
situation.
Yeah, whether that's going to be tied into the working group, what they come up with, you know, as one of the steps,
Makes sense.
So rather than rush into it, I guess if council decides that the working group is worth putting forward and getting them to continue to look at our boat ramps, well, then that would be one aspect that they would deal with.
It's interesting that if the water lines are such a huge liability that wouldn't have been investigated immediately to determine how many water lines there actually are. At the June 8th meeting, the Public Works Superintendent seemed to indicate there was four. Trying to determine who or is the owner and user of those four water lines does not seem to be an insurmountable investigation session, you know, and how many of those are actually people using the water lines is it's indicated that some of the residents on that road don't even believe that those are being used for household consumption of water, and most of the people seem to be using store-bought water for household consumption in that area that have mentioned you know how they use their water. The other thing is, I think that...
So would you, just before you go on, would you be recommending that we have the staff get a report on facts on the water lines going out? You're saying you don't know what the facts are, and so why don't we find out what the facts are?
At this point here, I believe that the individual or the... you know, the group that should be doing a report to this, you know, of an infrastructure asset of the municipality should be a P-Eng firm, professional engineering firm, looking at all the facts and obtaining all of the original genuine documents, looking through it. They're professionals in the field, and they're going to bring back a professional report. And I believe that we need to have PNG to do a good, you know, summary of everything that's going on to ensure that the report that we have, we appreciate what the staff have done, but at this point, a PNG firm would be a good choice in investigating. And this boat launch, and each year we need to budget a certain amount for a PNG firm to look at a lot of our infrastructure, maybe all of the boat launches.
So, a couple of things in that comment there, Councillor. One, the road super did mention four water lines immediately adjacent and running through the boat launch itself. In addition to that, there are nine other water lines immediately in that vicinity, all which could be affected by that boat launch.
But in which way?
Now that, but that was what was clearly articulated by staff at the June 8th meeting, that there was more than just the four immediately coming through and immediately adjacent to the boat launch. In addition to that, there was another nine. So there's 13 in total.
So there's 13.
And with respect to the engineer's report, I'm assuming that C.C. Tatham and Associates would be considered an appropriate consulting engineering firm. There's a report from 2008 looking specifically at the Lakeshore Boat Launch. And on page 4 of that report, it talks about the boat launch. The existing boat launch is configured perpendicular to Lakeshore Road, which, given the proximity of the road to the water, results in vehicles launching boats maneuvering in travel lanes and thus potentially blocking traffic. During our site visit, the eastbound travel lane was blocked while the boat was retrieved from the water. The traffic study recommends provision of a slip lane to allow vehicle passage. It's unclear as to how a slip lane would be configured in that, since typically only address one direction of travel. In parentheses, i.e., in this case, it's assumed that the slip lane would be constructed on the land side of the road and thus would serve westbound travel. Eastbound travel would continue to be blocked. As an alternative, Lakeshore Road could be widened to effectively accommodate three lanes in the area of the boat launch, one travel lane per direction, plus a waterside parking lane which would provide space for vehicle maneuvering and parking of vehicles with trailers. While there's no parking currently permitted, such does occur, which further obstructs traffic operations along Lakeshore Road. Further consideration could also be given to reorienting the boat launch parallel to the road and water, as opposed to perpendicular, which would reduce the extent of maneuvering required. So, and that just deals with the boat launch. There is a complete report from 2008 done by C.C. Tatham and Associates.
It deals with the other factors in the new report, not the particular water line situation, which is actually the new addition to the information that we already knew about from other reports.
Correct.
So basically, if it stays closed, the committee takes a look at all the mitigating things of what can be done to open it. Okay, and at what cost, then that got to come back for council's decision to do that. That's dealing with that part of it. That's my understanding. The other part is that meanwhile, we're still looking at another thing in the north end that may be less expensive and a better launch site and not have the complications that this has. It still has to be investigated, negotiated, and come back to council.
Correct.
And, through the committee's involvement and things like that. So there's two situations going forward there, let alone the other launches, which we're not even talking about yet. So I think we should be finding out more about the pipes. We should be putting all the areas that we have to improve for Lakeshore, all the things we have to do, and that's got to be dealt with and figured out and brought back to us. And so we've got to do that. Whichever way we're going to do it, I thought the committee was going to take a look at the various reports and take a look at coming back with the recommendations. But it remains closed until then, until we can open it up safely, we can open it up according to all the other regulations that we've got for. So if that entails the recommendation that we do another study with an engineering firm, that's fine. We need the data on the pipes going out to make sure we have all that. It's all part of the information going forward. So I think we can direct staff to get some more information on that.
Okay.
We can. And that can go to the committee. So those are things that would mediate where we are and go from there. So that's my suggestions at this point in time, is that we receive the report, and which means that the boat launch remains closed until we get more information from an engineering firm. We get all the information about the water lines, and then we have a costing of what it would take for us to come up to a standard that's acceptable by all the legal and insurance policies, and then that's a recommendation to council dealing with Lakeshore boat launch. That's, meanwhile, we're looking at Plan B at the same time. So. That seems a logical way to move forward. I agree we need more information on the pipes.
Well, I agree that we should continue to improve all our boat ramps to a certain extent to ensure that they are safe.
Oh, I agree. I agree. The other boat launches we still got to work on too, but I'm talking about, this was just talking about the Lakeshore ones.
Yeah. And when I say safe, I am unaware of any mishap or any liability problems in, since I first got on council in, I can't even remember, so long ago, but approximately 30 years ago, personally, I don't know of any problems. I was on the rec committee, and we looked after the boat ramps, and besides the a front-wheel drive car getting stuck on one of them, so then we put the concrete in, I'm unaware of any problems. And I'm unaware of any gas spills at any of these boat ramps that somebody may take into one of their water lines. So this, to me, it just seems like I believe in continuing to improve, but it just seems like we've shut it down because of this ever so slight possibility of some little mishap. And I just don't feel good about it, and we've had a lot of correspondence from people. And not only like Facebook or correspondence, I have people talk to me quite a bit about it, and they're not in favor of having it closed because they just feel that it's all been exaggerated proportion and too worried about what may happen somewhere along the road. But at the same time, I think we should resolve issues. But at the same time, I think we're fine to have the boat ramp open while we, just like all the boat ramps, we can still have them open. They've been safe for some of them 40 years. Why all of a sudden close them? We can continue on with our assessments while they're open. That's my feeling on it.
We have, just for the principles of proper procedure, we have passed a resolution to close the boat ramp. Unanimously by council.
No, that is incorrect. We received a report. We received a report.
Be quiet when I'm speaking. Don't interrupt again or I'll throw you. Enough of that. Point of order is stated in point of order. I'm explaining the situation to you. Okay, and if you read the exact motion and you read the second part of that motion, it states that council unanimously agrees to close the boat launch. And that was carried unanimously. Not the first part, the second part. So to me, that means we accepted the report, and which said closing the thing. The staff closed, that's it. So I'm sorry, but I would totally disagree with you. I'd take that to the highest court in the land if you want to.
Yeah, we should.
As far as the procedural thing. So a little disagreement. That's not the point. The point is that we've got a boat launch problem, we've got a legal opinion, we've got a risk management opinion to remain closed until we can remediate it back to a safe standard. So you've got those choices to move forward. Yes.
Just in response to Councillor Haskam, you're right. There probably hasn't been an accident. in 30 years. However, nobody's ever approached the insurance company and asked them for a risk management assessment of all the boat launches in McKellar. And the insurance company looks at boat launches across the entire province. And that's where the risk management assessment comes from. So they've looked at accidents and incidents at boat launches in other municipalities, in other areas of the province. And this is how the insurance company comes up with the risk management assessments that they've provided McKellar with.
Oh, okay.
So it's not, you're right in saying that, you know, in the 30 years that you've been here, you haven't been made aware of an incident. Doesn't mean that there hasn't been a spill. It just means that we haven't been made aware of. All the insurance company is doing is saying to McKellar, if you want your rates to go down, then these are some of the things that we see as problems that we would like you to address. Mm-hmm. And then when your premium comes up for renewal and you've been able to show us that you've addressed these things, then we'll look at either addressing that and lowering your premium or not. So effectively, what we're trying to do here is move the municipality into a position where the insurance company is assured that we are looking at liability issues that face the municipality, and we're doing the best we can to address them.
And I agree with doing that totally, but the slight problem is that our difference between you and I, Lance, is I feel we can continue to do that with our boat ramps open. You feel that it should be closed. So that's the difference we're dealing with, and I'm hearing the people. It's just not a few out there. This has become a big issue, and it doesn't look favorable on council. I believe it has something to do with the resignation of a couple of councillors. And when we hired you, and knowing you as a person, I think you're just a great guy, and now you've been painted poorly in our township, and I don't think that's right. And I think if we reopen that boat ramp and we can do that safely, I think that we'll be looked on favorably, and you can have a fresh start, and people are going to look at you in a lot brighter light, and it'll be a lot easier going forward with the new idea. So that's kind of where I'm coming from. It's a little beyond whether it's opened or it's closed. I think that once in a while we have to listen to the people's wishes, and as long as we're insured, I that's what I feel, and I want council and our CAO and all of staff to be looked in a brighter light by our ratepayers, and that's why I feel fairly strongly that we reopen that boat ramp. Everybody will be happy to be using it, and we continue with our working group to make these improvements. So anyways, that's how I feel. At some point, we could almost argue all night on it.
Well, let me just address a couple of things, Councillor. One, we've closed it. We have the risk management report back from the insurance company and from our legal. If we reopen it, you're right, we are covered, but if there's an accident there, the insurance company will pay that out. But that's not where it stops. As directors, and I'm going to include myself in that because it was my report, we're going to be part of that lawsuit individually. I'm not prepared to take that risk. Two, so are you. Once the insurance company pays that out, then our premium comes due. The insurance company looks at that and says, okay, you did not take our advice, so your premium next year is going to be $120,000 or $180,000 because you didn't take our advice. So you're a high risk. So we're going to make sure that we're not caught short again. So your premium is going to be higher. That's assuming that they even take us on and simply don't walk away from us. And that's a very real possibility. I have seen that occur in other municipalities. So it's a risk. Either way you slice it, that's a risk. And I, for one, am not prepared to take that risk because I have too much to lose.
Well, it's well documented, your feelings on the whole thing, so they'd probably spare you.
Well, they do, and, you know, if we open this, those people up there that want us to hang me, that's not going to change their opinion. They're just going to say, see, we got him to change his mind. Well, I'm not changing my mind. But they're not going to look any differently on me. Not a bit. Most of them don't have the guts to pick up the phone and call me to have a discussion about it. It's easier for them to hide behind social media and just do it on social media.
Can we stick to the points on the...
I am sticking to the point.
We want to get this on the table. We can vote
on
it.
We're going to
debate it.
You have an item on the table already.
That's what we're talking about.
Was to accept the report. We haven't got to the second motion, which is the one that you and Maureen added on to the agenda. Okay, so we have a resolution on the table to accept the risk management report again from the CAO. So it's really a follow-up on the one we already passed. So, and then there's your resolution coming up after that. So we've got to deal with this one. So first, so is there any further discussion on resolution 21-316?
I have just one more point.
Okay.
I'm not concerned at all. We base our decisions on data and facts. Over 40 years, you know, that the boat launch has been opened, there have been no claims against the municipality. You know, data and facts is based on probability as well. And as well, when it's the insurance company states, and most importantly, from a coverage standpoint, that the township, if the township should reopen this boat launch, there is no specific exclusions that would restrict coverage. I can make this decision in good faith, looking at this extensively, looking at the minor nature of some of these predictions. And these things are very common at all of the boat launch with traffic and etc. This is about opening the boat launch. It's being work functioning safely, and we will immediately get working on risk mitigation, speeds, whatever. But at this point in time, in good faith, I can make the decision, and we'll have the question on the table for vote.
We're still that written report can be submitted? Yes. Are you going to submit what you commented on?
I'm not giving you this one.
Yeah, that one.
No, because I'm picking things out of here. No, I'll give you what I said.
It's a written report.
I'll give you what
it's
I said.
Report.
I have other stuff in here that I did
not
say. So you can have a copy of what I said.
So we're not going to get a written report again.
Okay. We have a report from our CAO.
Bring the question to the table.
You can wait till I finish commenting. Though we have a report that the launch is to stay closed until we can mitigate things to make it safe according to the risk management and legal opinion. That's basically the crux of it. So that's to the table. That's what this is about. It's that simple. You know the ramifications if you don't approve it, and you know it's your decision. But I have to go with the staff report. I mean, we oblige ourselves to official reports from people. We've got some work to do to make them better. All the boat launches will make them better. To me, we're better to close it, find an alternate site, which we're working on carefully, to open up in the north end. So my opinion is we have to go with what we've already approved and what the legal opinion says and go forward. So, but we have a small council, so we'll see what happens. But I'm very nervous about opening it up under the circumstances from a legal point of view and from a risk management point of view. Put us at risk. So I will definitely vote against it and say that because I'm not going to be held liable. I guarantee you that. So, we have a resolution on the table. I will reread it. 21-33-16, be resolved that the Council of Township of Colorado is hereby accept the CEO's report, admin 2021-05, Lakeshore Bonds Risk Management Assessment. Any discussion?
Recorded vote.
Councillor Kekkonen?
No.
Councillor Haskell?
No.
Mayor Hobbs?
Yes.
Okay. So we have a new motion. Resolution 21-317, be resolved that the Council of Township of Colorado does hereby consider reopening the Lakeshore Boat Launch, whereas the Township insurer will continue with insurance coverage if the Lakeshore Boat Launch ramp is reopened, and whereas the Township of Colorado will take required measures to ensure persons entering the property are safe to do so, and furthermore, the Township will exercise proper risk management controls. And furthermore, the Township will locate monies in the 22 budget to further ensure this boat ramp stays as safe as possible, as has been for the past 40 years. And furthermore, with public input, the Township is now aware of potential safety issues that have arisen with directing vehicle boat traffic to an alternate location. Now be resolved that the Council of Township of Keller, in good faith, do direct staff to reopen Lakeshore Ramp by Friday, August 27, 2021. I have a mover and a seconded.
Did we lose connection?
Yes, we did.
And you'll have to suspend the meeting until such time as you get connection back.
Okay. So that we'll record that we're suspending the meeting until we can get back our connections with our Zoom citizens. Okay, so resolution 21-317, be resolved that the Township of McKellar does hereby consider reopening of the Lakeshore Boat Launch, whereas the Township insurer will continue with insurance coverage if the Lakeshore Boat Launch ramp is reopened, and whereas the Township of McKellar will take required measures to ensure persons entering this property are safe to do so, and furthermore, the Township will exercise proper risk management controls. And furthermore, the Township will locate monies in the 2022 budget to further ensure this boat ramp stays as safe as possible, as it has been for the past 40 years. And furthermore, with public input, the Township is now aware of potential safety issues that have arisen with directing vehicle boat traffic to an alternate location. Now be it resolved that the Council of Township of Colorado, in good faith, do direct staff to reopen the boat launch by Friday, August 27, 2021. Mover and seconder, please. Councillor Haskell. Councillor Kekkonen. Discussion, you want to speak any more to it, Marlon?
No, I think I've said enough. Like, I do respect everything everybody's been saying, but I just strongly feel that we can continue to operate like we always have, and with making the improvements. And I don't appreciate the fact that certain individuals are laying out threats such as that you could be sued personally if you do that. I don't appreciate those kind of threats. And because the odds of that happening are pretty slim, unless somebody goes down there and purposely creates an accident. But I feel safer this way than directing all that new boat traffic right by a beach that belongs to a camp that's been here for probably 50 years. And I don't know what happened down there, but apparently there was an issue. And I'm telling you, there's going to be a lot of boat traffic down there in the next month. And I just assume not be sitting on a council that purposely closed a ramp that so many people use, and they're going to go to that and be driving right by where those children are swimming. I feel better about opening this one here, where there are no children swimming right there in that vicinity, or they're not going by a camp beach. So I feel better about this personally, and I feel good about the decision. So that's why I brought the motion forward, and so we can get on with other business.
Councilor Kennedy?
So what just took place on the resolution?
Nothing. He's just underlining some highlights dealing with the insurance.
I agree with what Councilor Haskam is saying. When you change the dynamics of water and road traffic, and it's now you're increasing risk and liability in these other areas. Increasing shoreline development on Lake Manitowabing has been increasing the demand for access points for recreational watercraft, not decreasing it. The impact of decreasing the amount of water body public access points consequently increases the road and water traffic to other areas on the lake, on Lake Manitowabing. This in turn increases impacts on infrastructure, the environment in those areas, as well as personal safety of individuals in those areas. Water access points, according to the official plan policy, is to preserve the existing access points. But most importantly, from a coverage standpoint, should the township reopen this boat launch, there is no specific exclusion that would restrict coverage. I'm in favor of Councillor Hoskins' resolution.
I will speak against it because I think that we have to follow our proper legal and risk management situations. I think it protects us, it protects the municipality, and will make it safer eventually once we can do the requirements to do that. And I think that we've already had it closed for a couple of months, and I think that we keep it closed until we can do the proper reparations and or find an alternate thing in the north. We would be far better off as a community, and that's my position. So I'll be voting against this resolution. So, okay. Any other discussions?
I'd like to make a couple of points about this resolution. One, that you're indicating that the required measures to ensure persons entering this property are safe to do so. We can't do that by Friday. Impossible. Absolutely impossible, and there's no budget to do it. Exercise proper risk management controls while the insurance company has laid out what those proper risk management controls should be. And we've given you a number to address those, and that's about $300,000, plus or minus. The township will locate monies in the 2022 budget, so you're admitting that we can't get this done by Friday, that we can only get this done by 2022. So your resolution is contradictory and moving forward. And as the CAO clerk, I can't recommend that you put this forward for a vote at this point in time because there's too many contradictions within it. You've indicated that you want to exercise proper risk management controls
The insurance company has given you those.
Right.
And you're not going to address them in 2 days. Pure and simple.
No, we will continue to address them while the boat ramp is open.
Well, in that case, you're not taking the required measures to ensure persons entering the property are safe to do so. You're just opening it up exactly the way it is in 2 days. It's already been pointed out by the municipality's solicitor and the municipality's insurer that that's not safe. You're basically saying that to the insurance company, you don't know what you're talking about. You're taking the recommendations from former counselors and people who don't know what they're talking about over that of your insurance company and your solicitor. So as your clerk and CAO, I can't recommend that this resolution is a proper resolution that's going to protect the municipality. That shows that you're not doing this in good faith. You're doing this as a knee-jerk reaction. So when push comes to shove, what you contradicted yourself in that resolution with shows that you're not doing this in good faith.
Well, the resolution is there. We're going to have a call vote.
I'd like to have an amendment to that resolution. I'd like to have that resolution.
I'm sorry, but
it's already on the table.
It's already on the table. You can't amend the resolution now.
Absolutely you can. Look at the procedural bylaw. You can amend any resolution.
Not when you've gotten to this point, Mike.
You have to follow the procedure for an amendment of the resolution.
So
we're going to amend the resolution.
The mayor's called for a vote on this, and now you want to amend this?
You follow the procedure. I'm asking for amendment to the... Look in the procedural bylaw. Follow what it says there.
We've already called the motion. We called for the vote on the motion after everybody spoke to it. If you're going to make an amendment, you're going to make that way before all that.
Look in the procedural bylaw.
I don't
know what it says.
Procedural bylaw.
I don't need to.
I'll have to ask the CAO for that. Make sure we're following the proper procedure because I'm not an amendment.
The vote's not
during a vote.
Okay, I'll put forward another resolution.
Fine. We're gonna deal with this one. If you want to put another one, then you can do that.
Okay. Councillor Askham?
Yes.
Councillor Kekna?
Yes.
Mayor Hopkins?
Absolutely no. I want that to go to our insurers.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Well, yeah, that's a good comment here. Let's let them comment on that motion.
Yeah.
I don't think a motion like that, just speaking casually at this point in time, would exonerate anything if there's an unsafe situation and there's a lawsuit going down. Just not going to happen. Not my experience. I know in my own experience, I've always followed the risk management decisions by policy. So
we can assure that our solicitor is getting all of the documentation from the insurance provider, all the original genuine information from the insurance provider so that they can peruse what the insurance provider is saying and basing the legal opinion on that, and that the insurance provider has had an opportunity to review the entire reports that council has received over the years regarding Lakeshore Boat Launch.
Based on your motion, it doesn't matter because the motion's already that we're going to open it up. So until the process, if there's a lawsuit being reviewed, then it's a moot point. It doesn't make any difference.
So the
all that stuff has been done through our solicitors and they've given us our opinion. And they won't do that frivolously. They'll do it with documentation. So that's the way lawyers are. So
the boat launch is being opened this Friday.
Yeah, there's going to have to be something, because I don't know if we can do all the things that we're supposed to do to make it safe in that period of time. It's unrealistic.
We can't.
To be able to do that.
It's
to be quite honest with you. You can't. You've got to put up signs. You've got to put up, you almost use at your own risk, signs, let alone anything else. Signage to it.
It's not time to do what is in that resolution in 2 days.
No.
It's impossible. There's a definite lack of forethought and common sense.
If you want to say at your earliest convenience or something like that to give staff time to react to this and for us to react to get back to our lead lawyer and to our risk management people to inform them of the council decision, because I'm sure they're going to have a reaction as well.
Well,
no question.
The other question is again, the council is calling into question my integrity in passing along information to both the insurance company and the solicitor, which I resent.
That's an assumption you're making.
No, that's not an assumption.
I want to make sure.
You just said that.
I want to make sure that the anyone that's reviewing the information, including an engineer at some point in time, are taking a look at, because here it says a summation.
I pass along the same
here
information
says,
to the insurance company and the lawyer that you pass along to former counselors.
Here it says a summation, a summary. We want to see the original, genuine, exactly what it says, so we can see exactly what the statements are, and it would be expected as well. But that's forward to the legal opinion as well. No, I'm saying it says it's
inappropriate in this council meeting. So if you want to bring up a complaint process through that, but not here.
It says it's a summation.
Fine.
Why would, and the summation was sent for a legal opinion. Why would
point
you send a summation?
You want to make a complaint to somebody, make a complaint. It'll all come out on the table as factual, whatever that may be. Yes.
Okay. Like I do, I would like to see the insurer to see this motion, and that is the intention of the council.
Right.
It has passed.
Yes.
I'm willing, if we can, to extend that date, say another week, to give time to have them view this motion and get a letter from them that we all view and see what if they say absolutely not, or if they say, well, that's risky, but you can do it, or they say, no, we want to make the improvements first. I'm willing to extend that date by another week to allow that time.
You're assuming that the insurance company will get back to us in that period of time, Marley, and I can't make that guarantee.
We could request it.
It took me 3 weeks to a month to get the information from the risk management team at the insurance company the first go around here. So
I have a resolution to go to the table regarding the same matter.
Well, we're just trying to deal with the timing of it, first of all, because that's really an issue, because we can't do it in 2 days from what staff are telling us. So it sort of self-defeats the motion.
I'm sure as soon as possible.
It doesn't matter if there's a resolution coming to the table, council votes on it.
I'd like to know who wrote the resolution.
Why does it matter who wrote
the
resolution?
Normally it would be the clerk that writes the resolution, not the
council. Councillor Haskam brought a resolution right now. Did you write that resolution?
And I questioned that resolution, and I pointed out the hypocrisy and the arguments within the
resolution. Anyone can bring a resolution to the table. As a counselor, I can bring a resolution
to
the table.
Sure, you can. I'm just questioning who wrote it.
Well, that doesn't matter. There's a resolution coming to the table here. And if we decide that this is the resolution, then we can rescind the previous one.
We're still having council operate. In other words, keep the boat launch closed until we can address these things through the budget in 2022, effectively, is what you're saying.
It's open the boat launch immediately address the...
No, opening the boat launch immediately, we've just had the discussion. It's impossible to do that in any.
Put the resolution on the table. Council will debate if the resolution is acceptable. How is the...
My job is to advise you when you make a mistake and then tell you you're making a mistake. Your choice.
That'll be 316 as well.
Well, that'll be 318.
Yeah, 316. So resolution 21-316, that the Lakeshore boat launch be opened immediately for the remainder of the 2021 season. That the Township of Keller retain qualified engineering and traffic consultants to review and address issues related to the Lakeshore boat launch in order to address safety and other issues and provide solutions, if any, to the concerns outlined, and allow Township Council to address the matter on an urgent basis with recommendations no later than February 2022, and that as part of the engineering and traffic consultants review, consideration be given to the CC Tatham and Associates Limited review of the former Wire Ridge fractional ownership proposal that addressed the issue of Lakeshore Road boat launch and offered solutions to the existing situation, and that any recommendations of the engineering and traffic consultants review respecting a reconfiguration or reconstruction of Lakeshore boat launch be implemented by the township. Thank you. Okay, so I need a mover and a seconder. Seconder? Mover, speak to it, please.
So, council makes the decisions, and the staff implement, administer the decisions of council. We have seen from a coverage standpoint that there are no exclusions in our coverage. Data and facts over the past 40 years indicate that the probability is very low of any occurrences. It has functioned well in that meantime. What I previously said, that we've increased risk in other areas of the lake by redirecting boat and road traffic, and as well as increased the probability of safety concerns, as well as increased environmental concerns with increasing erosion along those narrower stretches of the water body in Manitowabing.
But what is just what you said got anything to do with this motion?
Okay,
that's not what this motion is all about.
Okay, open the boat launch immediately.
I'm going to ask Councillor Haskett if he has anything more to add to this. So.
No, I don't think so. I kind of like my motion. It's just simply open the boat ramp. We're still covered by insurance, and though I know Lance says there, no, the risks go beyond that, but in reading the report that Lance brought forward, I believe I read in there something about this is not legal advice from the insurer, rather risk management advice provided by the insurance company. So, you know, it's advice that we continue with these things, and in my motion it is saying that we are going to continue, but it could be a good point about the date. That's too soon to talk to the insurance company, but we can continue to talk to them with the boat.
You lost your connection.
I was being pretty boring anyway. I'm repeating here.
Can you just check if people can hear what's being said?
They can.
How would you like us to do the body language in the room for you?
It's just because
the
someone was
something.
Talking over someone else, but they can hear.
No, I've listened to the tape, they can't, so. I'm not sure what this motion wants to do. Since the other motion was to open it up, and then to me, we're moving into a committee to look at a lot of these types of things. So I don't know why we're looking at the Wyridge report. I don't know for
2022.
We can't say a recommendation from things. Will be in the 2022 budget when we don't even know what that is. I mean, I'm not going to be obligated to a $300,000 thing without a fact. I can't do that. I mean, that's just immoral.
That doesn't cover the cost of the engineering report either.
No, so I don't even know what the cost of the report would have done. So I'm not in favor of this at all. So.
We can amend that. We can stroke everything and just have open the boat launch immediately. It's going to be that complicated.
You've already done that.
So is the boat launch going to be open immediately?
No.
No, it's not.
You cannot open it by the 27th. Logistically, it can't be done.
So
our staff are trying to tell you that.
I'll amend that resolution, take everything off of there, just leave the first point, open the boat launch immediately.
So, again, Councillor Kekkonen, we've gone through this with Councillor Hoskam. We've gone through this with you, and we've said repeatedly that we can't open the boat launch in that period of time and address any of the risk management items indicated by Intact Public Entity. If you're okay with that, you're one of three. And if you're okay with pushing to have this done that quickly, make sure that you're also aware that this liability falls solely on you pushing this forward, because I won't be around to take responsibility for this. And I won't give staff the order to do that.
Council makes the decisions. Staff implement and administer the decisions of council.
As long as they're logical and make sense. And don't put the community at risk. If you'd like to take that up with MMAH, I'm more than happy to have you sitting right there.
Threats and threats.
That's not a threat.
Council makes the decisions.
That's not a threat, Councillor. That's simply a statement.
We're basing our decisions on good faith, on a track record of that area. We can argue
and
all
no
night. Council,
and no quantitative data whatsoever to support any of your statements.
And neither do you. None of your reports have quantitative data, and that's the problem.
Except from the insurance company, who do nothing but
that came after the boat launch was closed. That report came after the boat launch was closed. The boat launch was closed approximately June 11th, and the risk management report started coming after June 22nd. So it wasn't the insurance provider that motivated and got the shutting of the boat launch.
That's because the CAO clerk took the action to protect the liability of the municipality, and if that's too deep to be understood, not my problem.
Just to know that we have passed a resolution clearly that we were not going to open the launch. So to bring back a motion in the same term of council, we have to have someone who voted for that motion to bring forth another motion. That's the procedural bylaw. So just so you're aware of that. So go ahead, Mark.
I'm not going to second the motion that Mike's put on the table, merely because we already do have that motion indicating that majority council would like to see the boat ramp opened. We're not going to sit here and argue forever and over it. If staff wants to not by that motion, if they do that, well, I guess they figure that's in their job description. All I know is I put a motion for it because that's how I feel about the situation. If it doesn't happen, I did the best I could as a counselor. I don't think we should continue to sit here all night and argue about it. We passed a motion, and whatever happens after that, well, it happens. It's as long as everybody knows how I feel.
Yeah, no, how you feel. The timing is of concern, because it's just impossible to do that. So right now we have no seconder for this motion 21-316.
318.
318?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's no no seconder, so it doesn't go forward. So we're back to the resolution that we have passed to try and open it by the 27th. The staff are trying to say very clearly that they cannot open it back in 2 days and have some of those mitigation things resolved at this point in time. So is there any reconsideration to extend that possibility?
I'd be willing to extend it a little bit more, and Lance could contact the insurance company indicating that it is the majority of council's wish to get it reopened because they feel there's a risk in redirecting the traffic, and see what they reply with, Lance. If, you know, we might get lucky and they say, oh, no, you're okay, you're good to go. Just make sure you do start implementing these things in the next period that they recommend. If we can do that, I'm more than happy to do that.
Well, that's why I'm trying to get across, is that it's going to take time to do that.
Yeah.
Just to get signage is going to take us 2 to 3 weeks, just to get signage. By the time we order the signage, have it printed, have it delivered, we're looking at 3 weeks.
Well, this is something that I'd like you to communicate to the insurance company, that we have an issue with the busy time of season, people wanting to use the boat ramp. Can we at least open it even temporarily till like boating season's over, and then reclose it, and then implement? Like, I'd like you to take more a positive run at it of getting it reopened, rather than talking with them in a way and saying that, yeah, well, it's finally closed. Can you try to make it so they can accommodate the people of the township, at least temporarily?
All I can do is send them the resolution and get the feedback on the comment.
In the meantime,
we're working with another boat launch to accommodate the September-October traffic. And it's much closer to Highway 124, much closer to Tate's Island, and it's much safer.
Well, I don't see the danger in the one we're using, so...
And can we ensure that all the correspondence is addressed to the Corporation of the Township of Keller that comes from the insurance company, just so that it's accessible for any member of council? Like some
anything that comes back has always been circulated.
We have not seen any of the correspondence regularly through the process from the insurance provider, so I think it's very important that members of council see that.
Has been circulated confidentially.
We need to see the genuine original documents, not summaries.
It was circulated.
We need to see all of the correspondence.
But again, you're calling in my integrity and ethics into question. I'm not the one that circulates this information to people in the community and then brings back handwritten reports and says, well, I'm only going to read what I want to read. I'm not going to do that. Again, you're calling
on hold.
Until this is up so that you can
you don't speak that way in council.
The council meeting needs to be.
You don't speak that way to staff in council at any time, Mr. Kekin.
We need
to do it once more. I'm going to ask you to leave.
All I'm saying is.
You hear what I'm saying?
All I'm saying is we need to do our due diligence, and the only way we can do our due diligence is if we have all of the correspondence so we can see what it says for ourselves. Summaries are not as effective as seeing directly the full documents.
I'm sorry, but that's a direct attack on the integrity of our CAO.
Summaries are never as accurate as the full.
It's
never.
Okay, I don't think we should dwell on maybe what's happened in the past. Let's try to deal with our future moves and see if we can rectify this thing, and so if my house can get
written this resolution to the insurance company and the lawyer.
Okay.
And we're going to try and move forward, but it won't be done by the 27th. As long as you understand that. There's got to take time to do any type of mitigation.
Yeah. Well,
any
Yeah, well, I counsel approve this motion. If
you
staff feel that they still are unable to open the boat ramp because of the...
Yeah, I mean, what are the things of what they have said? What can be done immediately to open it up that would reduce the risk? In your opinion?
Yeah. If it meant throwing up some signs or something, if Lance could talk with them and say, let's at least get the blunt of the boating season over, that would mean go into October, mid-October probably. We'd probably do it, most of it, and if we open till then. But you know what? I'll trust what he does, and I hope I want him to do the best in dealing with them to see if we can just get the public happy for the next couple of months, and then we can really work on this.
Okay, so those are ask resolutions. We know we can't follow up the 29th or 28th or whatever it is. We can't. So... We just have to understand that. It can't be done by the 27th.
That's what I'm being told.
So we will do it as soon as possible.
Okay.
As soon as it's feasible to be able to do it based on the report back from the insurance.
Yeah, I appreciate if we go forward trying to...
But based on the reaction for our resolution from the insurance and our legal opinion.
I'm happy with that.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, moving on. We have terms of reference for the boat launch working group.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
On that insurance.
Hmm.
Okay.
Idea. This one is for the ombudsman stuff. So.
Do you have a resolution on that?
From the
committee.
You guys were going to make the talk so much I would have brought my water in.
We can get some water. If you want.
Some of the water.
Would you like some water?
Yeah. Well, that's great, Mary. Thank you. There's a lot of us working out in the heat all day.
We have resolution 21 through 20. Be resolved that the Council of Township of McKellar is hereby accepts terms of reference for the boat launch working group as presented. Mover and second, please.
Read that one more time, if you sorry.
Be resolved that the Council of Township of McKellar does hereby accept the terms of reference for the boat launch working group as presented.
Thank you.
Second. So the process for this group is to get 5, 6, 7 or whatever it is, a working group to take a look at the data to look at options and alternatives on a short and long-term basis and come back to meet us as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. And that's not just with Lakeshore, but that's taking a look at Stewart Park, taking a look at Lakeside, because there's problems, not problems, complications there as well that we have to mitigate for safety purposes. So they're looking at those three lodges. Plus, they're looking for, I think, looking at, as staff would be doing, an option for a new launch in the North End. I think we've already talked about that, and we've been looking at that. We had one and didn't work, and we're now working on Plan B. So, and it could be they recommend the closure of Lakeside. It could be they recommend the opening of this particular one that you're exploring. I don't know what the answer is going to be, but that's a group that will be given all the information and guidance, and then we can see where their common sense comes forward. Okay? Any other discussion?
Yeah, this is not complete. I need to compare this to other terms of reference. There seems to be quite a bit missing compared to other terms of reference that we have for other groups.
Like what?
This is the first I've seen.